The following is a recording for Manuel Perez with IR Strat on Thursday, July 25th, 2019 at 11 a.m. Central Time. Good morning and welcome to the second quarter 2019 FIBRA of Monterrey conference call. With us this morning from FIBRA of Monterrey, we have Mr. Javier Yaca, COO, and Jamie Martinez, CFO. They will discuss on the more important strategic, financial, and operating aspects of the quarter. It is important to note that the presentation referred to this conference is available at www.fibramty.com, and recording of this call will be accessible on the website of the company in the next 2 hours. Let me remind you that the information discussed in today's call may include forward-looking statements on the company's future financial performance and prospects, which are subject to risk and uncertainty. Actual results may differ materially, and the company cautions not to rely unduly on these forward-looking statements. FIBRA Monterrey undertakes no obligation to publicly update or revise any forward-looking statements. I will now like to turn the conference over to Mr. Javier Yaca. Please go ahead.
Thank you, Travis. Good morning, everyone, and thank you for attending our second quarter 2019 conference call. As you can see on page 2 of the presentation, we are very pleased to inform that the quarter that just ended brought with it the highest quarterly distribution to be paid by FIBRA Monterrey since our inception back in December of 2014. This is 29.2 cents per share, which represents an annualized dividend yield of 9.8%, considering the share price by the closing of 2018. This distribution is more than 6.5% higher than our previous record high distribution of 27.4 cents paid in the same quarter of last year. This increase in our distribution was mainly driven by the reduction in our financial costs and an increase in our financing product that Jaime will address in more detail in a moment. Both events are a clear consequence of the accretive effect of the Patria and Filios acquisitions. During the first half of 2019, we have increased the occupancy of our office portfolio and are currently under negotiations for additional space to be leased soon. I will address some of this in a moment. We believe that the financing and commercial performance of the last month put us on a very good path to accomplish and even surpass the high end of our guidance of 1.09 pesos per share published earlier this year. Thank you again for joining us, and let us talk in more detail about the operations and financial aspects of FIBRA Monterrey. I will start with the same property performance analysis of the portfolio for the second quarter that we present on page 3 of the webcast material. The portion of the portfolio for same property purposes is comprised by 43 out of the 55 properties. The occupancy dropped 10 basis points due essentially to some minor expirations and vacancies of our retail component. In terms of gross revenue, this grew from 229.7 million pesos to 236 million pesos. This is a growth of 2.8%, mainly driven by the combination of lease escalations and exchange rate variations. Operating expenses grew by 6.6%, mainly due to seasonal increases in the cost of electricity in most of our office buildings. Despite this increase in cost, this resulted in an increase on our net operating income of approximately 4.6 million pesos or 2.3% growth, which is higher than our weighted peso-dollar inflation rate plus variation in the exchange rate, equivalent to 1.9%. It is important to point out that the same property NOI margin decreased by 40 basis points from 88.6% in the second quarter of 2018 to 88.2% during the last quarter of this year. Once we incorporated additional acquisitions and constructions from the Patria and Filios transactions, which are mostly triple net leases, we were able to increase our net operating income in more than 31% year to year, and our NOI margin increased 150 basis points from 88.6% to 90.1%. I will address this margin in more detail in a moment. On page 4 of the presentation, you have a geographic snapshot of our portfolio with slight differences from the previous quarter. On one hand, we're adjusting the total leasable area of the new Sync build-to-suit project to its actual size of 19,623 square meters, which I will address in more detail in a moment. Also, we made a small adjustment on the GLA of Tower 2 at Oficinas en el Parque, as we converted some of the common area into leasable area for a new convenience store as an amenity for the building. On page 5 of the presentation, you have the key performance indicators of the portfolio, as well as the expiration profile of our lease contracts, all as percentage of our income. There are little, if no, differences from the previous quarter, mainly due to exchange rate variation and some escalations. We are very active on several renewals and new leases recently agreed upon and even signed, and revenue from these transactions will start to show in the next few months. The weighted average remaining term is 5.4 years, although we continue to make relevant progress in the renewal of most of the leases that would expire in 2019 and 2020. So we expect to stretch our weighted average remaining term shortly. On page 6 of the presentation, we have prepared an analysis of the historical evolution of the NOI margin of the portfolio by asset class of the properties since the first quarter of 2017. As you can see, there is a positive linear trend of the overall NOI margin for the last 10 quarters as a consequence of maintaining close attention to operating efficiencies jointly with our property managers, as well as some economies of scale at the property level. It is also important to point out that the acquisitions of triple net properties and portfolios such as Huasteco, Providencia, Cuauhtémoc, and Filios have had an immediate impact on operating margins at the time of each transaction. The drop in the margin in our office component during the last quarter is essentially due to the increase in the cost of electricity that I will address in the following slide. Finally, I would like to point out a few relevant operating facts of the first 7 months of this year that you can see on page number 7. In July, we reached final completion and therefore the rent commencement of the new Sync facility. This is a new 19.6 thousand square meter building in Monterrey. The building was developed within the original budget and schedule. With this relocation of the tenant, we will begin the repositioning of the old Cuprum facility in the second half of 2019. We will keep you apprised of the process. Also in July, we executed the lease of the last vacant space in our Patria building in Guadalajara. We are very pleased to announce that occupancy of the building will be 100% prior to the expiration of the scheduled progressive purchase agreement that we announced in October of 2017 and executed later on October of last year. We continue to make great progress on the occupancy of currently vacant space. And in that regard, I can tell you that we have a couple of material leases under well-advanced negotiations, particularly in our Oficinas en el Parque complex in Monterrey, that we are very confident to be able to close in the next few weeks. Once we execute these leases, we will achieve overall GLA occupancy of 90% and 97.5% in our office and industrial components, respectively. Finally, I would like to point out that we suffered an increase of more than 30% in the cost of kilowatt per hour of electricity in comparison with the second quarter of 2018, particularly in our Prometeo, Fortaleza, and Oficinas en el Parque buildings, which accounted for more than 40% of all of our quarter-to-quarter increases in operating expenses. I will be more than happy to answer any questions later and address in more detail any aspect of the operations of our company. With that, I'm going to ask our CFO, Jaime Martinez, to talk about the key financial aspects of Fibra Monterrey. Go ahead, Jaime.
Thank you, Javier, and good morning to everyone. As we have mentioned in previous conference calls, for Fibra Monterrey it's important to maintain cash flow predictability as well as to achieve the goals defined in our guidelines. For that reason, we consider that the second quarter results are relevant in terms of accomplishing such commitments. Javier just mentioned that our operating results were in line with the first quarter. The relevant changes came in the financial part of the balance sheet. In our last conference call, I mentioned that our interest expenses would be reduced around 9 million pesos per quarter as we convert peso-denominated debt for U.S. dollars. Such amount has been achieved for the second quarter of 2019. Additionally, FIRA Monterrey interest income increased over 5 million pesos mainly by the recovery of the value-added tax of the Filios portfolio acquisition. In terms of distribution, as shown in, on slide 8, the reduction in interest expenses accounts for 1.4 cents, which took the 26.6 cents first quarter dividend to 28 cents as anticipated in our previous conference call. Once we include the additional interest income with other factors, the distribution increased to 29.2 cents that Javier just mentioned. There are two comments that I would like to point out about such results. First, for the next quarter, we expect a reduction in interest income as there are some investments in building improvements that will reduce the cash availability. As an example, we will spend some resources to enhance some Filios buildings, which were part of the acquisition price. That will take ceteris paribus, the next quarter dividend, between 28 and 29 cents. Second, annual dividend yield with quarter distribution between 28 and 29 cents at current prices are well above 9%, which represents a premium over the 7.5% Mexican government 10-year bond of more than 20% or 150 basis points, representing a competitive position, especially with our peers. Finally, as we have mentioned before, Arcebefi's buyback program is being used to provide liquidity to the market. In that regard, last quarter the program sold to the market around 2 million CBFs, which proved two things: our commitment to increase such CBFs liquidity and the interest of certain investors to acquire them. According to the last report from the Bolsa Mexicana de Valores, we are in bursatilidad media. That would be all. Thank you. Travis, please proceed with the question.
Ladies and gentlemen, to ask a question, please press star 1 now. You can press star 1. We have a question from Andre Lark. Andre?
Hey, guys. Thanks for the call. I have two questions. The first one is if you could give us some guidelines on the lease spreads for the different segments. And I also wanted to know if we could expect a payout ratio of 100% for the following quarters.
Andrea, can you repeat the second part of the question, please?
Yes. If we could expect a payout ratio of 100% for the following quarters.
Yes. Well, according to that second part, yes, what we have been working on is that the CapEx future expenditure, it's already in our check account. So we don't think that we're going to have surprises in that terms. So, yes, we think we are going to be around the 100% AFFO distribution for the next quarter.
And hi, Andrea, this is Javier. And regarding the first part of your question about the lease spread, quarter to quarter, this is 2Q18 to 2Q19, we had a positive lease spread across the portfolio of more than 4%. That's above, way above our weighted inflation. Taking into consideration the weighted part of our dollar-denominated leases plus movement on the FX plus the peso-denominated component multiplied by the Mexican CPI. So we had an overall positive lease spread of 40 basis points above that inflation index that I just told you. In regards to having that lease spread by asset class, we can provide that later to you on more detail. But across the whole portfolio, was 40 basis points above inflation.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Just a final reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star 1 now. We have no questions in the queue at this time.
Okay. Well, I guess that would be all then. Thank you so much again for joining us this morning. We look forward to talk to you again in the next quarter. Have a nice day.